Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there is a bipartisan gun bill. That's how it's being touted. That people are saying is about to pass the Congress. And by Congress, I mean not only the House of Representatives, but the U.S. Senate. You know, the word Congress encompasses both of them. Congress of the United States is 435 members of the House of Representatives and 100 senators, 535 people. As a practical matter, when you use the word congressman, everybody thinks just of a member of the House of Representatives. But in any event, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats control the majority in the House of Representatives. In the Senate, it's 50-50. And even though we have Kamala Harris breaking the tie because of the filibuster, requires 10 Republicans, requires 60 senators to pass something. That has become absurd in the era of extreme partisanship. One of the anomalies, one of the strange things is that even though it takes 60 votes to beat a filibuster, it only takes 50 votes plus one to get rid of the filibuster, to get rid of the 60-vote requirement. I've said, and I'm not the only one, that for things like the Voting Rights Bill, H.R. 1 and S.B. 1, and abolishing AR-15s and semiotic assault rifles and large-capacity magazines, those are two in particular, we should suspend the filibuster just for those two. Manchin and Sinema won't do it. If we had 50 Democrats to do it, they both would have passed already. Manchin and Sinema won't do it. They won't do it. I'll tell you what, Moscow Mitch, if he ever gets a majority, he'll do it. He'll do it in a heartbeat. He did it for Supreme Court appointments and cabinet appointments. He just said, yeah, we're just going to suspend it for that. Well, if he's just going to suspend it for that, why don't we suspend it for the other that? Because Manchin and Sinema won't do it. Anyway, it takes 60 votes to get through the Senate right now. 60 votes. Because of Moscow Mitch filibustering and Manchin and Sinema not relieving us of the filibuster. So I heard about this bipartisan gun bill and I thought, great, 10 Republicans are going to sign on to it. Great. And first of all, who are these Republicans? And I'm going to tell you why I was then disappointed. Cornyn of Texas, Tillis of North Carolina, Blunt of Missouri, Portman of Ohio, Burr of North Carolina as well, Romney of Utah, Cassidy of Louisiana, Collins of Maine, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, and Toomey of Pennsylvania. These are all people who are deemed, which is amazing to me that you deem them this way, moderates, compared, I suppose, to Cruz and Ron Johnson, people like that. Lisa Murkowski's not on the list because she's up for election in Alaska, and there's a lot of folks up there who don't even like the sound of anything involving gun safety. And then I took a good look at the bill, and I think it is basically a sham. I'm going to tell you that. Why do I say that? You know what it is? I thought, well, does it ban assault weapons? Does it ban military weapons from civilian hands, like machine guns and bazookas? And we should do assault weapons as well. They're like machine guns. No. Well, what does it do? Does it raise the age to buy an AR-15 to 21? No. What does it do? What does it do? Well, here's what it does. Put in some more money, and not a lot of it, for school safety, whatever that means. So schools will get money. Probably some of them use it to pay teachers' salaries, which is great, unless all they're doing is keeping teachers' salaries low and using that money for something else. What, buying an extra lock for the door? The second thing it does, it says background checks for people who are under 21 can include search of juvenile records. Well, up until now, if you want to look at a juvenile record, it takes a court order. What this will permit is that gun shops can search the juvenile records. What if they don't? And a lot of people don't get their guns in gun shops. A lot of them get them at gun shows or over the internet or private sales. The third thing it does is incentives for states to pass a red flag law. It doesn't pass a red flag law. It just gives states financial incentives to pass a red flag law, which won't pass in any of the gerrymandered Republican states. You think it's going to pass in Texas, Wisconsin, with Voss there, gerrymandered? No, it won't pass. And increased protection for domestic violence victims. Well, that's great. That's great, but what does that mean? They're not going to deny anybody a gun. What are they going to do? Provide counseling? This is a sham. This is a sham. It gives the Republicans the ability to go back on the campaign trail this fall and see people say, what about Uvalde and Buffalo? I mean, and by the way, there were two shootings yesterday. One in Columbus, Ohio, and one in Kentucky. And I saw the one in Columbus, Ohio, late in the afternoon as I was preparing the show. Then I looked at the evening news, and they said there was another one in Kentucky. I mean, there's two a day, three a day of multiple shootings. Three a day. The Republicans realize they can't possibly go to the electorate and do nothing after Uvalde, so they have to pretend to do something. So they get 10 of their so-called moderates. Several of them aren't running for re-election. They're not even up. They're not even going to face any consequence. Toomey is not even running again. Blunt isn't even running again. I don't think Tillis is running again. Maybe he is. Who knows? Lindsey Graham just got re-elected. And they can go back to everybody and say, well, we didn't do anything. We just pulled the wool over their eyes. Give a little money for school safety. Well, that's okay. And give states a little money if they want to pass a red flag law. We don't want it, but whatever. And background checks for under 21. Well, whatever. They can still buy one, a mentally ill 18-year-old at a gun show. So we didn't really do anything. Then they'll have a good chuckle about it. And then people like Ron Johnson and Cruz, who oppose it, and even this, go around the state. Ron Johnson will go somewhere and they'll go, well, what about Uvalde and Buffalo? And he'll go, well, we passed something. We passed a bipartisan gun bill. He won't say he voted against it. This happened with the infrastructure bill, the hard infrastructure bill. A lot of Republicans voted against it, but their state's got a lot of money. Guy down in Mississippi, Republican, puts out an ad boasting about it, saying this town got, you know, $200 million. He didn't tell them that he voted against it. They don't find out how they voted. They only watch television and they only watch ads. And he gets ad money from donors, from the NRA, from the Koch brothers and others. And they go in the voting bill thinking, my guy got us some money. My guy got us some money. And they'll go and say, my guy did something about guns. He didn't do anything about guns. AR-15s, AK-47s, large capacity magazines are military weapons. If somebody won't join the military because they're too chicken or they don't want to, they don't get to fire them. You want to fire a bazooka, machine gun, you want to fire something, artillery, join the military, guys, okay? And if you don't, you have a right to bear arms. Second Amendment, I've said before, is a liberal amendment for reasons I've discussed before, but it doesn't extend to military weapons. Assault rifles have got to be deemed military weapons, and therefore they can't be in civilian hands. This didn't do anything, in my opinion. This thing is a scam, this bipartisan gun bill. And everybody in the Democrats say, well, at least it's something. All it is letting off a little pressure. Letting out a little pressure. Going to break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.